This is live from Studio A here happening right now. So excited to have Fox and Coyote here in the studio. They're playing in Duluth tonight at the Red Star down in Fitgers. And the show starts at 10 o'clock tonight. Local player Galen Lee opening up tonight. And we're thrilled to have this whole preview for you tonight. Live from Studio A, it's Fox and Coyote, and they're going to kick it off with Bank on Live from Studio A.
Lying underneath, cute little dress and some smiling teeth. What really sits behind photographs, epitaphs waiting to be read amid cold blank stares? Men who care nothing for this, it's just money in the bank. You look like a sister within that scene, cutting a record it just fits me. What you lost in those years between, but now that they're over, you've changed your hair, grown a pair under your skin with exuberant stock a lot flowing within. You're a creature of the bank.
From Studio A here, we have Fox and Coyote, and that was rocking, guys.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Well, welcome to the studio, and welcome to Duluth.
Yeah, we drove up this morning. It was a really pleasant drive. It was good.
Well, let's get some introductions. This is a four-piece band, so you're kind of filling up the studio here, and we'll just go around. Let's see. Ryan.
Yeah, this is Ryan Evans speaking to you from KUMD. And happy to be here.
Yeah, and tell us what you're playing.
I'm playing guitar. I'm also singing.
And we'll go around. Amy.
Yep, and my name is Amy Chatelain, and I'm playing cello and singing as well.
And I'm Jimmy Barnett. I'm playing drums and doing a little singing.
And I'm Jonathan Harms, and I'm playing a banjo and singing as well.
Do you guys mix it up, or this is the instrumentation that we get? Some people play like two or three or switch it up.
Oh, you know, no. I've offered for them to play my cello, but no one's been brave enough. So
I'd say we all specialize in these instruments. These are our primary ones. When we first started playing, Jonathan would sometimes switch to bass and sometimes to ukulele. So he's the real multi-instrumentalist of the group.
He used to play a little frying pan as well, little spoons. Uh-huh. Let's see. You know, the important instruments.
That's right. Hey, I play the spoons. Nothing wrong with the spoons.
That's right.
So, well, tell us a little bit about the band. How did you guys coalesce? How did this foursome happen here?
Sure. So we actually started playing together. It started as a duo between me and Jonathan, the banjo player. And there was a show that some friends of ours were playing, and two of those friends who are in that band came to us separately and asked, hey, you should open for us. But at this time, Jonathan and I weren't playing together. We were just playing solo. So they asked two solo people to open for them. And I think they realized their mistake because about a week later, they came to both of us and said, hey, you guys should play this together. And that was kind of the beginnings of us playing together more, just more often. And we liked playing together. We played that show. People seemed to like it. And then in 2013, we won a songwriting contest to get some free studio time. And after we recorded our album from that, we wanted to make the sound bigger, and we added Amy on, and we added Jimmy on, and that's kind of how this all happened.
So where are you guys all from? Are you from the metro area? Are you from Minneapolis?
Everyone's from Minnesota, at least, except for me. I'm from the great state of Kansas.
We welcome him into our arms.
This is also my everyone else has been to Duluth before, but this is my first time here, and I am so far wowed and amazed by how much beauty there is here.
Yeah, we actually didn't know that until we were pulling in. He said he's never been here before, and we're like, what?
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Well, it is in a special place in Minnesota, so it's exciting to have you guys up. You play around town in Minneapolis?
Yeah, yeah, for sure we do. We have our Twin Cities EP release show coming up on May 30th at the Amsterdam Bar and Hall in St. Paul.
Fantastic. Well, so what's with the name, Fox and Coyote? So is that the two of you maybe starting off?
That is always the question.
And who is the fox?
Yeah. I think part of the reason we chose it, and that was the two of us starting off, so you're very right on that, very perceptive on that. And in my head, at least, it's kind of these two independent, in my head, like animals coming together. And that's kind of what we were. We were just two independent solo artists who were brought together by this band, and that's how I've thought of it.
Also, our first name when we began. Are you okay sharing this story?
Well, we've started.
All right. So when we first started, we had the going name of Bobo and Micklesoft. But the thing is that... Both of us thought that we were Micklesoft, and neither of us thought that we were Bobo.
No one wanted to be Bobo.
And that was now everybody, someone who thinks they're the fox.
You may have just started another conflict in the band.
Well, all right.
We like to think that metaphysically we are all fox and coyote. That's.
I always thought I was like the ampersand.
Yeah. Maybe you are, Jimmy.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Well, all right. I didn't mean to start anything. So you're up celebrating the release of your EP, Boarding House. Yeah. Is this your second? Would you say it's your second recording as a band?
Yeah. This is our second studio effort. So our first was called If We Stay. We did that with Humans Win Studio in Minneapolis. For this one, we got together with Tree Bomb Studios in Northeast Minneapolis. They're a new and upcoming studio, and we're so grateful to have them on board and recording this EP with us. But yeah, the EP is really a breakup EP. It's five songs about moving on, breaking up.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, how exciting was this project? Nice to get another something together. Were you just itching to get it out, or did it kind of, was it a little bit painful to pull out? You know, it's one or the other.
You know, our last album was, a lot of it was Ryan bringing his songs and I bringing my songs and us adding these things together. But this EP that we're putting out is the first thing where we really crafted these songs together as a band. And so it is a little bit of work and sweat and a little bit of inspiration and beauty that just came in the moment. And it's been a long time coming, this EP, and we've got a lot of new material as well. And we just really enjoy the recording process and are excited to do even more.
Yeah, we actually began the recording process for this EP last May, so it's been about a year coming that we can actually release it.
Mm-hmm. Anyone you want to thank or anyone else who has been part of this, getting this project to fruition?
Yes, of course. Clifton Nesseth and Paul Sowey are our engineers who worked with us. Anthem Mastering in Chicago did the mastering for it. Alex Van Rysselberg was actually our drummer at that time, and so he did all the drums on it. I don't know. My mom, all of our moms, all of our parents.
It is Mother's Day weekend.
Yeah, it is.
Well, let's hear a song from the EP.
Great.
What are we going to hear?
This song is called Come On Home, and it starts the EP.
All right, Fox and Coyote here, live from Studio A.
Come on home, you said, oh, come on back to bed, I
got a place here next to me. The sun I expected to arise, bringing with your welcome eyes, 'cause I've been praying on my knees. Come on home, you said, oh, come on back to bed. I got a place here next to me. The sun I expected to rise, bringing with your welcome eyes, 'cause I've been praying on my knees. Come on back to bed. I got a place here next to me. The sun I expected to rise, bringing with your welcome eyes, 'cause I've been praying on my knees. Come on home, you said, oh, come on back to bed. I got a place here next to me. The sun I expected to rise, bringing with your welcome eyes, 'cause I've been praying on my knees. Come on home, you said, oh, come on back to bed. Got a place here next to me.
103.3 KUMD with Fox and Coyote, live from Studio A. And they are here in Duluth with their EP Boarding House and a release party tonight. And welcome to the studio again. And one of my favorite things is all that harmonizing.
Yeah, we're lucky to have four people who can really sing in this group. It's one of my favorite things too. One of our favorite things to sing with each other like that.
Mm-hmm. Definitely,
it really is a signature. That's what stood out to me listening to your songs. And is that a deliberate decision? Is some of those things might just happen organically playing music together? Mm-hmm. How'd that go?
It's definitely a deliberate decision. I mean, we spend a lot of time crafting our vocal harmonies to something that has a line and that works together well in the context of the song. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was also really fun just to record these in the studio for the CP too. It was one of the first times really got to listen so closely to each other's voices. And one thing is that Amy's voice cuts through ours in a fun way, so we've nicknamed her Knife Pipes.
That's
Amy Knife Pipes Challenge.
I'm learning all kinds of stuff.
How do you feel about that, Amy?
I haven't been able to shake it.
I think it's cool. It's a compliment when I say it.
I agree.
Thanks,
yeah.
Thanks, Ryan.
Well, how do you feel about the labeling of what music you play? You know, you get labeled the indie folk.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, we really do. And I think, it's the whole thing now of like, you know, there's Mumford & Sons, there's Trampled by Turtles. If you have a banjo in your band, you're going to be lumped in with them.
Mm-hmm.
We really talk about our music as indie rock played on folk instruments. And part of that is the newer stuff that we're writing is less folky and more rock structured and more just rock in general. But we still play it on guitar and banjo and cello and drums. We're an indie rock group that likes acoustic instruments.
Well, it kind of stole my next question, kind of about that instrument combination. You know, is the choice of having the ukulele, banjo, spoons player, and a cello, you know, does that make it so that it's harder to play to move into a rock sound? Or Probably not really.
I can bring the rock, though.
Yeah. And the pipes.
Yeah, knife pipes, knife cello. Yeah, one of my major influences is a band called Cursive, and they're just a straight up indie rock band. I mean, kind of like 90s, early 2000s emo, but they had a cello in a lot of their stuff. And Amy didn't live in Minneapolis for a while, and like 2 weeks at like no, it was like the second day you got back. I approached her, like, "Hey, do you want to be in my band?" I've always wanted that cello, and I'm really glad that Amy's here.
Do you have those influences, the rock influences on your cello? Like, who has a cello? Do the Avett Brothers, or is that a
Claude Cult has a cellist too. Yep. Yeah, I grew up definitely more classically trained and playing in symphony orchestras. And so this was completely new for me, but it's been an absolute blast. Yeah.
And do you guys feel like outsiders joining in after they already had their, you know, the drummer and cello being added to a pair that was already happening? Or is it really just kind of feel cohesive and a great group?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think there's something different about the sound. I came in, I just joined in December, and so most of these songs and everything was written. I think there is a difference. There's like a cool thing with the acoustic instruments. It brings like a warmness to the indie rockness, but I don't know. Yeah, it's different than like Trampled by Turtles.
And this is Jimmy on drums. What's your background? Where did you come from if you're just coming in?
I have lived in Minneapolis in the Uptown area for several years, and I actually led some bands on guitar and vocals, and
I
was
in
a band.
Played in some of those bands.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And I played drums in a band called Sleeper and the Sleepless for a long time, and so I was kind of doing some more stuff with them, and Fox and Coyote hopped in and asked me once Alex had to leave to go to law school.
Oh, yeah, that's where our other drummer went. He decided to go to law school.
Very talented guy.
Yeah, but Jimmy is in addition to being a great drummer, is an incredible songwriter and singer as well.
Well,
so we're
that
just
was
happy
my
to
next
have
question.
Him.
Who
oh,
is the songwriter?
That's
our great.
Your
hey, we're on a trajectory here. So who is the songwriter? Now you're joining in the songwriting.
No, I haven't. I
you
love
haven't
these
yet.
Guys.
No, we need
it's
to.
You, isn't it, Ryan?
Yeah. So this EP, I wrote all the songs on it. But I think really Jarms and I, like, we started off with our duo just trading off songs and learning each other's songs. And so the first album that we recorded was pretty 50-50 in that. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I don't know, maybe I just had stuff to work through, and so I wrote songs more quickly than him. And they were like, "Well, we have enough for an EP. Let's do it." Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of how it turned out. I would say when we get together and write together, it is pretty collaborative. I mean, on one song on the EP, we spent like two or so hours just working with our drummer and trying to come up with a drum beat that we all liked, and that was a very collaborative process. So I like to think that we're more collaborative than me just coming in and saying, "Play this and play this."
The song that we just played actually was a result of like a 4-hour jam of us, just maybe not 4 hours, maybe a little less than that, but of just working through chord progressions and vocal lines and a lot of time just spent together exploring things. So, mm-hmm.
Well, how's the EP been received so far? Has it been out enough to anybody get to
you know,
hear
it
yet? Because you're just having the parties.
Yeah, I mean, it really has just come out. We're waiting for some reviews to come in. We're working with a publicist in Minneapolis, so we're just looking for some reviews to come in right now.
All right, well, you'll get some reviews out tonight, maybe.
Yeah, hopefully.
All right, well, can we hear one more from the EP? It's Boarding House, and mm-hmm. That CD releases tonight right here in Duluth.
Yeah, this next song is called Elizabeth Bishop, and it's actually written in response to a poem that the poet Elizabeth Bishop wrote and just struck something in me, and so wrote this.
You should say the poem, too.
Oh, man. I sometimes remember the last stanza. It goes something like, "Wheat, not oats, dear. I'm afraid if it's oats, it's none of your sowing. Nevertheless, I'd like to know what you are doing and where you are going." 1, 2, 3. Desert sands beneath, could you tell me where you are and when you're going. I don't need nothing else, I can do it by myself. Say the moon and I'll set the winds a-blowing. Cause your heart beats under my feet. I wanna be underneath. If you don't got anything for me, I wanna be underneath. Almost dry, my joints, my mouth, my eyes. Close them now, open now, I hear. Curse the moon, too cool, too soon. I don't see well when there ain't nothing to do. Cause your heart beats under my feet. I wanna be underneath. If you don't got anything for me, I wanna be underneath. I had a plan for you and me. I drew it in the desert sands. It blew away so easily. Take me as I am, but take me not at all. I cried out to the desert sands as they broke my fall. As they broke my fall. As they broke my fall.
Your community connection. That is Fox and Coyote live from Studio A, and they're playing a couple tunes from their new EP, Boarding House. Hey, thanks for coming into the studio and joining us this afternoon.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. This is great.
We'll have a great show tonight, and welcome to Duluth there, Jonathan. Right?
Thank you very much.
First trip up.
So excited to share some brews here in Duluth.
All right, Fox and Coyote playing tonight down at the Red Star in Fitker's Complex. And Galen Lee, local player Galen Lee, opening up. The whole thing kicks off at 10 o'clock tonight. And you can find more information and listen to the session again at KUMD.org. Live from Studio A is produced by Christine Dean, Chris Harwood, Maya Jensen, and Aaron Welsh. You can find more about upcoming sessions again at KUMD.org. This is Live from Studio A on KUMD. Thanks for listening.